12 Januarius. It is evening again. I will sleep well now, knowing Father is safe from the crowds who threaten him. He is hiding somewhere up the Nile, his exact whereabouts known only by his closest advisers. I have sent Puzo with another guard to observe Tryphaena, in case she is up to evil. Neva has readied my cushions and lit a small lamp with cinnamon oil, and is now resting on her pallet at the foot of my bed. She will not let herself sleep until I do. I look at Neva's sweet face and thank the gods for her loyalty. Did I mention that she is my reader as well? During my bath is when I most love to hear her voice. Today I listened for an hour as she read from Homer's Odyssey, one of my favorite poems. She does it so dramatically, too. We both love this adventure of Odysseus that describes his voyage home after the Battle of Troy. Out the window the sea looks black except for a flicker of light flashing across the waves. This is the beacon from our lighthouse that burns all day and all night, a comfort for those of us living on this northern point of Africa. The only thing I do not like about this perpetual flame is